people. The April 16, 2012 issue of Time magazine has as its cover article, Rethinking Heaven. The idea being that more and more Christians no longer simply think of our eternal destiny as the sweet by and by. Instead, writer John Meacham says, many are thinking of a heaven on earth image, one transcending religion and encompassing culture, politics, economics, class, and psychology. A message that only a few short years ago was the mantra of revival is now the cover story in Time magazine. The Lord may be saying, the time has come for, on earth as it is in heaven, to come not just in revival, but also in reforming the way church looks and functions. We should not sit around and passively wait on this. We already have the goods, Matthew 25:14. In fact, we are the goods, 1 Corinthians 3:9. For the past few years, I have been learning to think in terms of me being a reflection of heaven on earth. Just before his arrest, the Lord prayed for his followers about this very thing. As is recorded in John 17:15 through 18, Jesus prayed, I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. Here are some thoughts that help walk this prayer out. 1. We are heaven's representatives in this world. Our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20. But we are sent here for a mission, not just to live, 2 Corinthians 5:20-21. When Israel was sent into exile in Babylon, the Lord showed them how to prosper, shalom, right where they were. Work for the welfare of the city to which I have sent you into exile and pray on its behalf, for as it prospers, you will prosper, Jeremiah 29:7. Jesus gave us his shalom, John 14:27. That is what we have to give to the places, circumstances, and people we find ourselves amongst. 2. The Father's love is what keeps us from the evil one and the evil of this world. In this world, we do have an enemy, and as we begin to wield the power of the age to come, we will be subject to more attack, but our protection is love. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I believe pursuing the Father's love and cultivating the heavenly realm, 1 Corinthians 14:1, will become increasingly important for those perilous times we live in. 3. There will always be a constant tension of being in this world, but not of it. On the one hand, there is the possibility of getting so wrapped up in our Christian world and becoming detached from life in this world that we lose the ability to speak to it. Paul encouraged us all to become all things to all men for the sake of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 19-23. And on the other hand, there is the possibility of becoming so worldly that we become like salt that has lost its flavor. Matthew 5:13. The Holy Spirit enables us to walk in this tension and not err toward either side. John 14:26. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.